Hello and welcome to Boarding Party's Pokemon D&D campaign. Featuring Bentley Woods, CJ, Phoebe Wilhelm, Milo Ruder, and D. Blackwater. I'm Drew, the Game Master for the Lyris region. With some time to kill, Dee heads back to Nutrie to take on the gym. Will his nightmares be more than he bargained for?
Hey there, hi there, ho there, neighborinos. Welcome to Dee's Nutrie gym. We're gonna gloss over how you got here so fast. But everybody decides to go their separate ways for the gyms, and I haven't addressed it in any meaningful way. Welcome back to Nutrie Gym, aka Nutrie City. As you open Nutrie City Gym, you want to tell the people at home who you're bringing with you?
I am bringing Mute, Haka, and Star.
Mute, Haka, and Star. All right, Mr. D. Mm-mm. As you open the Nutrie City door, it opens to a familiar and foreboding tree line. As you step in and that door closes behind you, it's the back door of your home back in Greengate. The woods sprawl out before you. And behind you, behind that door, you hear your dad, Craig, shouting for you. Dee, get back in here! And in the woods, you hear,
I'm running towards the woods.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you run off towards the woods, your dad pushes the door open. Get back here, boy! And he sets off in a sprint after you.
I'm not athletic, but I'm going. I'm going.
Okay.
I'm gone.
You go off towards the direction of the... And you see a steel trap encased fully around the foot of none other than Little Mute. As he holds a branch in his hands trying to pry it open, the branch continually snaps. Little dude's having a rough day.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna get down, I'm gonna pry it myself.
Okay.
No muscles, but I'm going at it.
Give me a strength check.
Natural one.
All right. Your arms feel like wet spaghetti noodles as you're trying to pull on this thing. It just doesn't give. It seems like the more you pull, the tighter it clamps down.
Yeah. Yell at Mute and tell him to, like, start clawing, buddy. And I'm going to just keep pulling.
Okay. From behind you, you hear the sounds of heavy footsteps. Your dad's heavy boots. As he clomps up behind you, you feel a hand on your shoulder. And as you turn... He disappears into mist, and as you turn back, Mute falls away into teddy bear stuffing. As you stand there, holding teddy bear stuffing and a sealed up bear trap. Further into the woods, you hear the sounds again.
Do I have, like, anything on me? Like, any of my Pokeballs or gear or anything?
No, it's just you.
So, empty trap, bear stuffing.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna hold on to that, and I'm going towards the noise again.
All right, you're like, these are my belongings now. That's all I have.
Yeah, like, I don't know what's going on. I'm taking what I can.
All right. As you move forward again, you see Mute once more. Injured leg, blood now pooling from his mouth as he clutches at his face. You see a large, white and red creature, blood dripping from its claws and a tongue in its other hand, as it snarls and roars. And it heads off into the woods. You see Mute standing between that creature, a large snake, and a clutch of eggs. as Mute forces the snakes to stand back as that creature staggers away. You see Mute trying desperately to stop the bleeding in any way he can.
Mm-hmm. Is that creature's, is it still in sight?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take the stuffing that I have, and I'm gonna put it in Mute's hands and tell him to kind of keep it there for the bleeding.
Okay.
And how big is a steel trap?
Yay big.
Does it have a chain to it?
Mm-hmm.
D's gonna do his best to twirl it and throw it at the creature.
Alright, give me a strength check.
I'm so good at these.
Yeah.
4.
Alright, goes about as well as you expect it to. You swing this heavy trap and it's losing all the slack and you're like, I'm gonna snap my wrist, jeez. As you throw the trap, it lands loosely on the forest floor behind the creature, who turns back and dangles the tongue before turning to continue walking away. As the snake slithers meekly up to Mute and bows its head. As Mute looks back, gives it a pat, and then looks at you, and you hear a loud crash of thunder overhead as rain begins to pour. The snake is no more. The other creature is gone. It's just you and Mute in the rain.
What is happening? If I grab at Mute, he's there.
You can feel him, yeah. Okay. He's tactile. He's fluffy. But he's got lots of big cuts. He's got the bear trap wound on his leg. He's definitely seen better days.
Yeah. I'm gonna look to Mute and be like, do you know where Haka and Star are, buddy?
Goes, and you can see his mouth simply cannot open anymore. It's been stitched shut as he looks at you. And he puts his paws up towards your face, begins to feel you, and then once more dissolves into wet teddy bear stuffing in front of you. So you hear heavy thuds behind you. It's Haka. As he waddles up, he's just...
Where have you been, dude? We need to find everybody else, buddy. Let's go. And I'm gonna start heading off in a direction.
All right. He will waddle excitedly with you. Haka. As you walk with D, and that rain that you brought down rains harder and harder, you lose sight of your friend. As a roll of thunder and lightning crashes behind you, illuminating your surroundings. About a half dozen, 3 foot tall, which to Haka's pretty big, polywhirls all emerge from the woods, and they begin to pound their bellies with their far superior arm limbs. Haka, what do you do?
He'll take a couple steps back and he'll look for D to see where he's at.
All right, give me a perception check, Haka. Find him.
Buddy. 15?
15. Haka, you're 100% certain D's nowhere to be found. All you see are those polywhirl as they perform their belly drums and they approach you ever closer, menacingly. What do you do?
Yeah, he just, in a panic, kind of just does a queen-like sweep to kind of attempt to push them back.
All right. Haka, give me an attack roll. In the rain.
Yeah, we're gonna do a souped up, like, just out of pure fear, souped up water gun.
I like it.
15.
Good stuff. Yeah, as you blast them all with water, Haka, who needs arms? You got hydro pump levels of power.
Heck yeah, brother.
Haka, as you stand your ground and you slam your feet down, those polywhirls are gone, and you hear a thick club smash into a tree nearby. As you turn around, you see Diego's Marowak spinning its large club. As from the mud, rises his sand slash as well. Roll initiative, bud.
Just Haka. All right. Five for Haka.
All right, Haka, they're going first. The Marowak rushes up towards you, and before you can even think, that thick club smacks you right in the face, gives you a big ol' honking bruise, as the sand slash runs up and digs its claws into your stomach. As you... What are you doing?
To get out of the way, he's gonna go for a double slap to kind of push himself out.
Alright, give me some attack rolls.
Let's see.
Stand your ground, boy.
For four attacks.
Alright.
10.
Okay.
5. 17. And a 13.
Okay. As Haka jumps up and begins slapping at these phantoms, they seem to be made purely of mist and smoke. His tail passes through them. The claws hurt just like they're real. But they're passing right on through. As alongside you, Star appears. She's like, yo, dude. Pull it together. Star and Haka, what are you doing?
Star's gonna jump in front of Haka.
Mm-hmm.
And she just is gonna throw... She's gonna throw a swift at the closest one that's to Haka.
Get it.
It's just a hit.
Smack that sand slash. Whoosh!
8 points of damage.
Star, we'll get to your sequence in a minute, but for now, you launch a swift star right on out. And unlike the last times, it smacks into the sand slash, carves him in half, and carries the smoke away on the breeze. That Marowak comes back towards Haka, our sweet boy. But this time, as the bone club comes down, Mute appears holding a wrench and catches it in front of you as he throws him back and rolls to the side. Haka. Get it, boy.
Yeah, he's got his buddies. He's going to just finish. He's going to go for a precise water gun.
Yeah.
The 13.
All right. As you fire off that concentrated beam of water, you carve through the phantom once more. And it carries away on the breeze. As one final loud crack of thunder overhead. And the grinding of steel. As Haka witnesses a steelix come climbing out of the ground. Mute clutches his ears as the noise is just far too loud. Star cowers behind him. D's there though. He's got your back. Got this, Haka.
Yeah, he's gonna slam his tail onto the ground, and he's gonna go for a souped water gun.
Get it.
15.
All right, Haka, you fire off a water gun that could rival hydro pumps from the legendary gods themselves. As you blast this steelix away, you awaken. Everybody else is still stuck. Star. As that enormous torrent of water slams into Steelix, you turn around, and it's a few months ago. You're standing with Sudowoodo. Been a hot minute. Star, you remember traveling with this guy for a long time. He kept you safe. He understood you. Neither of you saw purpose in fighting. It was inelegant. It was brutish. Didn't need to happen. Sudowoodo carries you on his back as he takes some classic puffs of his pipe. As once again, thunder and lightning crash and roil around you. This storm's been raging for far too long. You guys were supposed to keep moving. You know there's some not-so-good people after you. If you can just find the good ones, you'll be okay. As Sudowoodo carries you aloft through the tree line, you hear shouts, you see flashlights. Seems like they found you. They're over here! Move in! Sudowoodo places you on the ground.
says, "Little one, I can carry you no longer, but I can buy you time,"
as he gives you a soft smile.
"You have to go now. What do you do?"
How close are those people with, like, within range?
You can see the flashlights moving up and down as they run. Can't quite see the shapes just yet, but you know they're coming.
Yeah, she's gonna show kind of, with Sudowoodo's hand kind of being out, she'll kind of nestle her, like, chin into it and kind of nuzzle it a little bit. But she moves kind of past the hand and stands next to him.
Okay. As you stand next to Sudowoodo, you hear three quick shots as bullets pierce through his rocky hide. He channels all of his energy to throw boulders towards these invaders. Two of them are struck and seem to be dazed and reeling.
"Go, little one. This is not your time. I've had a good life. And you can too."
As he turns and throws yet another boulder, another big shot takes off a chunk of his head. As he spins to face you,
"Go. I will hold them while I can. You must go, young one."
Terrified of losing somebody else that she's close to, she'll pop off a wish to heal.
Okay.
To see if she can do what she can to mend whatever wounds.
Give me that wish.
48. So it goes off.
All right. She heals up Sudowoodo, who throws another barrage of rocks towards these people. But there seem to just be too many. He takes out another two, maybe three. The lights fall limp in the ground, but it illuminates the two of you as more and more armed guards are coming in. Sudowoodo pushes you back once more and holds up a stone edge wall as there's a massive explosion, tossing both of you towards the nearby tree line. Sudowoodo lies broken before you. His soft smile fades to a cold gray as his classic pipe extinguishes in the ground. Star, you got two choices. Stay and fight or run to live another day.
She's going to take the pipe in remembrance and kind of give like a soft pat, and for one final measure she'll throw out a swift and she'll take off.
All right. Star, give me some damage as you run.
6.
Okay. As the star flies out, it carves some branches off the trees, buying you just enough time to turn to run. And as you do, you come face to face with one of these guys, that big patented anchor symbol on his chest, as he holds a baton out towards you and prepares to swing. What do you do?
Yeah, zero hesitation. She's going to attempt her best to go for a wish smite.
Okay. Give me that smite. Get it. Just get it.
61. Let me see. Yeah, it's 80 now.
She wishes with all her might.
But she'll throw a star at it as she charges forward.
All right. As you throw a star towards him, it's enough to knock him off balance. And as you duck behind him on the side, you give him a good quick attack nudge on the way, and your collar snags and tears off. You're nobody's pet anymore. You're on your own. As she runs off into the stormy night, Star, you wake up. Star, you and Haka stand in a dark room together, with D and Mute going.
Is D and Mute standing up? Mm-hmm. That's
narcolepsy.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. D. You and Mute, as you stand in the rain, D, you're holding the stuffing. As you turn around to a quizzical Mute tugging on your shirt sleeve.
What's happening?
As in front of you, that large white and red badger-like creature, now wearing Mute's tongue like a necklace, like a trophy, flares out its claws. What are the two of you doing?
Yeah, D's like visibly like pissed and looking over at Mute. He's probably got some pent-up anger going on. Is Mute still holding his wrench?
Oh, yeah.
Like he usually does? All right, little dude. Just like we've been practicing for. Let's get your revenge. And D's going to kind of kneel down and in front of Mute, and Mute will kind of run and then leap up and throw the wrench at the creature.
Okay. You give him that running start. Give me that attack roll.
I get it.
17.
17 will do. As you run up, smack the creature with your wrench. It barely flinches, but you leave a massive gash bruise on its cheek. One of many. It seems like this thing's got a lot of scars. As you land on the ground, Mute, you're like, why are you not dead?
Yeah.
I just bashed you so good.
Yeah, D's gonna scream at him to not let up and to go for Fury Swipes.
Get it!
Fury Swipes!
3. For a 14. Natural 1. And a 11.
Alright, the 14 hits. As you carry the momentum of the wrench, you stab your little claws right into this thing's chest. And as your little paws in there, it grabs your arm and lifts you up by it, allowing you to carve all the way up its torso as it does. And it takes poor little Mute and just throws it at you, D. It's a 16 to hit. As Mute barrels into you, the two of you awaken in the New Tree City gym, tumbling backwards as Mute is now like almost as though he's been thrown. Star and Haka, you just witness Mute begin to hover and fly into D as the two wake up. And you're like,
help, please.
D, welcome to the New Tree City gym. Your first challenge starts now.
That wasn't a challenge! Son of a...
D, who's going up first?
I don't know. Let me process.
As out in front of you, a yellow creature about the size of a human child walks out and begins swinging a pendulum.
Yeah. It's just this one creature? D's gonna kind of pick a Mute and kind of like give him a tap on the side. You good, buddy? You're good?
No.
Let's go then. And I'm gonna kind of toss and get Mute up in front of me and being like, zero idea what's going on, but get that thing?
Alright, Mute. You have been chosen. Please give me an intelligence saving throw as we begin the fight.
Jesus. That's a 9. -1.
Mute. You are afraid of Hypno. Roll initiative. Let's go, baby.
I'm rolling 10s across. That's 11.
11?
Yep.
All right. Hey! Mute, you're going first. You're afraid of this thing. And right now, it looks like a Zangoose. with your tongue wrapped around its neck.
Yeah, he kind of backpedals and like looks at D, and D's, D doesn't see this. He sees like
D the sees the hypno going.
Okay.
A much less spooky image, but still unsettling.
Yeah. D's gonna be like, "You get it? Get your head in. Come on!" Like he's all stuttered and all around, and Mute's gonna kind of just. He's gonna throw what he has. Yeah, he's gonna kind of just fling the wrench that he has. And then to break out of fear, how do you do it? Action?
For hypno, you don't.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So you're at disadvantage on everything you want to do as long as you can see hypno.
Okay. So, disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
Great. 13?
13 hits exactly.
Oh my god.
Mute, you're off to a good start, buddy.
Yeah.
Bonk him.
Yeah, 5 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right. Mute, you deal 5 points of bludgeoning damage as you throw the wrench out. That's your bonus action.
Yeah, he's... Can I willingly move closer? Not really, can I?
You can. In this case, yes.
Okay.
Hypnosphere is weird.
Okay. So D's gonna scream out to Mute to get in there and to mess him up, and he's gonna go for a throat chop.
All right.
Fourteen.
All right. Mute. As you run in for throat chop, you mm-hmm. keep doing your damage.
Okay.
You're good. As you run in for throat chop. Right as you're swinging your hand down, Carlia's Skarmory appears screeching in front of you as you hold one paw over your ear and slam it in the throat. The screeching stops. You take 1 point of psychic damage, and it's your turn.
What happened? That's 8 points of dark damage.
There we go.
Two fours, so he's silenced. I don't know if that helps
or
anything.
It'll matter for now.
Okay.
Because that means... Hypno's illusions can no longer make sound. Which matters.
That's huge.
Which means, Mute, for the time being, you don't have to worry about one of your biggest fears.
Oh, God.
Which is good. That's big. Oh, that's God. Big, baby. And it's Mute's turn.
Okay.
As that screech only deals one damage, as you silence it immediately, you're like, shut up. This is my time.
Yeah, fling again.
Okay.
That's 19.
19 hits?
Come on, buddy.
Let's go,
come
baby!
On, buddy. 3 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And following it up, as he's like backing up from the screech, he'll kind of underhand toss the wrench, and then and then he's like, and he'll go for Fury Swipes. For 4.
All right.
So, all disadvantaged.
Yeah.
9 for the first.
Okay.
God, natural 20.
Just get another one.
Natural 20?
Yeah, let's go. You, just roll 2. It's easy. Just roll 2. No worries. Yeah, just get another one.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, no problem. Ooh.
Stop. 8 for the second.
Okay.
And that's 19. So, right. So miss, crit, miss, hit.
All right. So I have an idea for Mute to tweak that I'm going to run by you.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you're going to like it.
Okay.
I'm just going to say rather than they have to be back-to-back hits, I'm going to say if for however many you do hit.
And just add the plus one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if you hit 2, you deal an additional damage. If you hit 3, you deal 3 additional damage. If you hit 4, you deal 6 additional damage.
Okay.
So that's the way the math will work out. Because if you hit a second one, it's plus 1. You hit a third one, it's plus 2.
So. Okay, so for the crit, so it's just going to be the 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
you're gonna do 4 plus the die roll,
which is 2.
So six. We're at 6 already.
And then this is and then, plus the 1, so
yes,
3.
Yes, that'll be 3. So you deal, you've got him up to 25. Mute, as you run in, you backhand the wrench out, and it bounces off like Cap's shield, and you catch it. You're like,
yeah,
yeah, baby. You run in, you're like, as you take a swing out towards the Zangoose. As it roars its claws back down at you, you're like, no! You just dive down, carve up the belly, take 2 points of psychic damage. But it's your turn.
What is that? All right, yeah, and he's like, rinse and repeat.
All right.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. 13. So that's 17.
17 hits.
Oh, 1 point of bludgeoning damage.
Yeah, it's about sending a message.
And then Fury Swipes for 4 attacks.
Okay. Come on, buddy.
So 9.
Okay.
16. 8. And then... 17.
Bingo! So 2 hits?
Yep. So 2d4 plus 1.
Let's go, baby!
3, 4, 5.
Hey, you're making progress.
Oh, God.
Alright, Mute, once again, you uppercut the Zangoose with a wrench, and you're like, why will you not die? As it grabs onto your tongue and just crunches for a second, and you feel this stinging pain in your mouth. 3 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
Hold on, buddy.
Yeah.
Hold on, it's your turn again. You can do it.
He's going to, instead of flinging the wrench, he's going to scream out, honey, blind him, maybe it'll help. And he's going to throw out honey.
All right. Hit him with honey hands.
10.
Ah, as you throw the honey, it just passes through the illusion as you're like, what?
Yeah, and he'll... Here swipes.
Okay.
3. 13. 11. 9. Damn.
Alright, 1 hits.
Or 2.
2! Alright. Alright, Mute. As you once again, you get down low, you're like, okay. I'm just gonna cut you a couple times. We're gonna cut you real good. The first two, by the time you swing, the creature's behind you as you're spinning wildly, and then eventually you just go and just stab where you're gonna go, and your little claws end up right on in the beast, and you're like, yeah, that's right, baby!
Oh,
as the creature just roars silently in front of you, you're like, and then you feel the sting of the claws as you're like, 4 points of psychic damage. You can do it, buddy. Hang in there.
Okay. Yeah, with that, he's gonna just take the wrench and just bash him.
Why won't you die? Please.
I hate this disadvantage stuff, dude. I hate it. That's 7.
7.
And then Fury Swipes.
Oh, no. Oh, dude.
That's 17 for the first.
Okay.
And that point. That's 6.
All right, give me some damage.
4.
Yeah.
At least I made it count.
Yeah. All right, as you go to bring the hammer down, you pass through the smoke. As you stick your claws out again, you're like, I got him. And as you turn to face him, he's behind you again as he taps you on the shoulder and then brings the claws in. And as you're expecting that sharp stinging pain again, you feel it in your head instead. 5 points of psychic damage. Hold tight, buddy. You're close.
Okay.
You're close. Hang in there, pal.
All right, fling again.
Hang in there, old buddy, old pal.
Nah, it doesn't matter. Natural one.
No!
And then Fury Swipes for 5 hits.
Come on. Come on, baby.
Natural 1.
No. It's uncanny.
15.
15's good.
10. 5. Dude, what is happening? Natural 1.
Oh.
That's...
You got one good hit. One.
Yeah.
One good one and 4 very sad bad ones.
2.
2. Hey, chip damage is chip damage.
Yeah.
All right, Mute. As you steel yourself for this creature, you're like, this has been working. I am death incarnate. The creature's like 6 feet away from you. As you just... As you see it, and you go... And you reach out, and you just get one good little hit. As it kicks you squarely in the chest for 6 psychic damage. As you go tumbling back to where you were. Come on, mute. Hold it together, right, buddy.
Fling again.
Fling it!
16 plus 5, 21.
Let's go!
For 2 points of damage. And then Fury Swipes again for 5 hits.
Oh, come on.
8. 9.
Dude. Come on.
13.
Yeah? Okay. 1 for 3 so far.
Natural 20, but it's 19 technically, so that's... Hey. Is that 4 attacks? Yeah.
That's 4, so you got 1 more.
Natural 1.
Oh!
So 2d4 plus 1.
All right, come on.
3. 5 points of 5. Slashing.
All right. Mute, your foe is so close as you just leap with reckless abandon. And it keeps diving around you. You're like, you know what? Get over here. If I can just catch you as you're just swinging the wrench wildly, you're throwing this thing full force, catching it mid-dive roll to backhand it for more effect. The creature's dodging, but it's not as effective as it was. It's slowing down. You can kill him if you live. You take 7 points of psychic damage.
Still.
You can do it, buddy.
This is it. Like, if I don't get it here, that's it.
Come on, mute! Come on! Hold it together, bud.
So as D, mm-hmm. am I seeing just this hypno standing still and mute kind of flinging around everywhere wildly?
You're seeing mute, and every once in a while, he'll jump and land on nothing. And be like clawing into something, and there's little tufts of white fur that fly out. But he's fighting some kind of invisible beastie.
Okay, D's gonna scream out to mute that whatever you're seeing is not real. Focus, and I will use my bonus action if I have to, but D's gonna yell at Mute to use the honey to cover his eyes so he can solely just listen to where this thing is.
Okay. I'm for it. D, give me a persuasion check, because you gotta break through a lot of mental conditioning for Mute, but it's not impossible.
That's 5.
All right.
Yeah.
Your cries fall on deaf ears, but the only thing he hears is, put honey in your eyes!
Yeah.
Listen for him!
So he's just gonna instinctually just kind of just take a huge glob and kind of just wipe it through his face, go all Bruce Lee, kind of like, and just kind of like, wait, listen to hear where the real creature is, and then use everything that he's got.
Okay. Alright, buddy. You blind yourself temporarily. And you listen. You hear the shuffling sounds behind you. Then to your left. Then your right. Then it's right in front of you. Give me some attacks.
All right. He's going to go for a fling first. Still disadvantage?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, now because you're blind.
Yeah. Regardless,
not from
it was,
the fear anymore.
Yeah. So that's 9.
9. Okay. Yeah. As you fling the wrench out here.
And with that, he leaps at that and just goes Fury Swipes.
Come on.
5 hits.
Come on.
For 9 for the first, or 8 for the first one.
Okay.
11. This one. Yeah, no. That's not going to hit. Modified 20.
One hit. Do it. Do it!
1.
Mute. Alright, mute. As you fling yourself towards this creature, it roils out in pain. As it swings out towards you for 8 points of psychic damage.
He's down.
Mute goes down. Mm-hmm. Who's coming in?
Star immediately seeing how Mute falls and just immediately throws out a swift at this creature.
Alright. Star, you jump in. You see the privateer that brought Sudowoodo low, you don't hesitate this time.
Mm-hmm.
You fire off a swift. You're not the same scared little Eevee that you were as that swift carves through this illusion. Give me some damage.
3.
You exactly got it.
Yes.
You needed to get to 50. You were at 47. You were so close.
Man.
As Star lands, grits her teeth, and digs in. The largest, most magnificent, beautiful pearlescent star flies out from her and slices this dude in half as the hypno just goes and just walks away without a word. Your first challenge is complete. Star, you're locked in for round 2.
I don't like this.
Mute. Mm-hmm. As soon as the hypno stops swinging the pendulum, you're back up at full. Because this is psychic damage, baby! Alright. Star, you're locked in. D.
Mm-hmm.
As a large puddle of blackness forms on the floor with two large red eyes and a big old smiley mouth. D, give me an intelligence save.
I'm good at these. B? No! 7!
D. See your father screaming obscenities at you. How dare you leave? You hear a voice echoing in the back of your head.
Yeah.
It's familiar. You haven't heard it in a long time.
He's looking for the nearest exit.
Yeah. All that voice in your head says is how disappointed it is in you to have come this far. How dare you? You left your father? How could you split this family apart? As Star looks at you and is like, you good, bro? There's just tears welling up in the eyes.
Yeah.
All right. For as long as you're under Gengar's hypnosis, D, you're stunned. And your Pokemon must act without you.
Mm-hmm.
At the start of your turn, roll any die. If it's an even, you get a turn. If it's an odd, you don't get a turn.
Great. Okay.
Give me some initiative, Star. Let's go. You gotta get D out of this as fast as you can.
17.
17. Star, you're up first. There is a dour mood in the air as this Gengar is there. Big smile on its face. Big old toothy grin.
So now do I roll for the thing? Okay.
You pick any die you want. Doesn't matter to me.
D20. 5.
5. Alright, as you're like, you good, D? You okay? And D's like,
yeah.
Hold it together. And Star's like, what are we doing? The Gengar just sort of sidles up alongside her and just goes, all your friends are dead. 1 point of psychic damage. Alright, Star. Give me a die roll. Evens or odds?
10.
10! Star, you get a turn.
Yeah, she's gonna go bonus action with just, I guess you'd call, like, Fury Crying. Is gonna go for a Wish Smite.
Alright. Give me that Wish Smite. Just get it. Get 100.
No.
Oh.
And no. Then just.
Yo.
Question.
Yeah.
Psychic damage.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use my reaction to do that? Would you count that as elemental or no?
What did we write? Did I write elemental or did I write?
It just says, like, as a reaction, taking elemental damage. So I don't know if you just want to do just.
It's anything that Eevee can evolve into. Cold, grass, electric, fire, psychic, dark.
Cool. Then yeah.
All the other ones.
Yeah, I will. All of the 19 of them that she has.
Yeah, the dragon. Why not? I don't know.
So yeah, she'll use her reaction to
absorb
the psychic damage and then swift.
All right, Star, your eyes glow a little purple for a sec as you turn to face this ghost, and you're like, not yet.
For 7 points of damage, 5 force, 7? 2 psychic.
Huge. All right. Star, as you turn, clearly whatever you're fighting, this Gengar, is not accustomed to taking psychic damage. It's used to dealing it. Does a number on it. The force damage is force damage, is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that little extra bit, as your eyes glow purple and your tail puffs up and becomes very slender for a sec, your ears perk right up as you channel some psychic energy back in as a nice big purple star cuts through the Gengar.
Yes.
The Gengar looks down at you and goes, "That's a neat trick. It's a shame you didn't have that when you had friends." Take 1 point of psychic damage because you hit it.
Just one?
Just one.
Oh, wow.
His only ticks up if you don't deal damage. But star. Damn, baby.
All day.
All day, baby.
All right.
All right. Do you get a turn?
10.
Yeah, you do.
And she will... She's going for that smite again, baby.
Oh, you better.
46. Nope.
Oh, cool.
And she's just going to be like, yeet! Swift with a star.
Swift with a star.
2 points of force, 2 points of psychic.
All right. You already know. As Star turns and carves another purple elegant star through the room, as it flows around, Star, you can see little triangle tessellations all around you. It seems like this chamber's very eloquently made. You're like, oh, it's all shiny in here. As you slam into the Gengar, you're like, oh, why are we afraid? I don't remember. As you slam through Gengar, just looks at you and goes, you'll never amount to anything. One more psychic damage. As poor D's just being tormented.
Yeah, D's
more tears
like
are welling up.
Fetal position,
yeah,
kind of stuff.
He's collapsing. Mute's like, you okay, bud? As Star's like, gotta finish this fast.
Yep. All right, that is a 5.
Oh, no. Star, as you look back and go, I gotta finish this fast, the Gengar goes, yeah, yeah, you do. Too bad you won't. 2 points of psychic damage. We're ticking up. All right, Star, get a turn. Just get a turn.
Dude, that's
no!
2 fives in a row.
No, Star, no!
Okay.
Oh, Star. As you panic, for a brief moment, you're like, oh no. Okay, this is okay. And the Gengar goes, you can't save him. No one can now. Take 3 points of psychic damage. All right, Star, come on. Get
you
your turn.
And you die, right?
Mm-hmm. Any die, doesn't matter which. You can 12. Flip a coin if you want to.
12.
Take your turn. Let's go.
She's gonna go for healing wish.
Yeah.
For a 96. Why didn't I go for a smite that time? I don't understand.
Oh no.
So, but she heals.
She heals. That's the important thing.
For 4 points.
Not bad.
Yeah.
All right. Star, as you regain your composure, you heal up again. You wipe a tear from your eye. You're like, okay, we got this.
Swift, baby.
Let's go.
For 1 point of force, 5 points of psychic.
That's huge. All right. As the Gengar once again just begins to torment you, starts like licking behind your ear like creepy Gengars do,
Yeah. You
turn and launch just the most incredible barrage of purple stars through it. And you hear that beautiful, super effective noise. And you turn back and you see the Gengar's now like, oh no, I'm so scared. And you take 1 point of psychic damage. But you've reset the clock. It's good.
Sure.
You can do it.
Alright.
Alright, Star. Give me a roll. Any roll. But make it even.
4.
Yeah!
Let's go, Queen.
Let's yes. All EVR Queen.
Smite.
Smite. 96. Come on.
80. No, 8.
Oh, I thought no. It was 100.
I did too.
I thought you did it. I was like, he's done it.
Yeah, because double eight. Zeros and then an 8 yeah. is an 8. Yeah.
Dang, right. That's rough.
She'll go for
so eight. Close to greatness.
I know.
If you just land smite, man.
Look, it was just like, all it had to do was just be mm-hmm. over there. That's it.
We were so close.
But a swift it is. For 7 points of force and 4 points of psychic, though.
Alright, that puts us at 33 and then 41. Star, you've dealt 41 damage to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
As you throw another barrage of stars and you're like, D, I can really use you, buddy, if you were in there. Please, if you could, please wake up, please. That would be great. as the Gengar throws out a little ball of pure shadow towards you for 1 point of psychic damage. As when it approaches you, it pops open into a jack-in-the-box, goes, gotcha, and disappears, but she's startled a little bit. Just enough. All right, Star, come on. Get that turn. Let's go, Star.
Let's smite it.
Smite it up.
95, I did it.
You got the smite.
Let's go.
All right. For the next minute, all damage that you deal
super effective.
Is super effective, which is going to be huge. Let's go, Star.
Swift. Oh, that's 6 psychic. So that's, yeah, and then 6 force. So that's
12. It's 24.
Yeah.
All right. As the Gengar goes from dancing happily in the corner, tormenting both of you, as the stars carve through, Gengar's a little afraid. So he's like, I pushed the wrong buttons.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's very quickly, he's just like, you'll never save him. He's a coward, and so are you. And then you should be worried about everything. Star. Just get a turn. That's all you gotta do. Is get a turn.
So that's 1 point of psychic, right?
1 point of psychic damage.
She will use her reaction to gain the psychic damage back.
Yeah, baby!
Come on, girl. 5.
5. Star, for a moment you're like, I did that? The Gengar's like, yeah, but you'll never do it again. You don't even know the power that you possess. You take 2 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
You'll never save your friend from me, because I've got him. I have him trapped.
11.
Star, you're letting him in. You're letting him in. You take 3. As his harsh words cut into your psyche, and you're like, no. No. No, I'm going to get him back. I'll get him back. It's going to be okay.
8.
Star, you get a turn.
And she will healing wish.
Let's go, Star.
For a 94. That does it.
Now you're getting it all over the place. Yeah.
2, 4.
All right. Heal it up.
2.
All right.
And then time for a super effective.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to be really hard for you not to kill Gengar.
4 points of psychic, 2 points of force.
4 points of psychic, 2 points of force. For 12 damage total.
Yes, sir.
As Star, the Gengar seems battered, bruised, beaten, and about to die. But it just doesn't. Just doesn't. Come on, Star. As D's over in the corner, just rocking back and forth. He needs you.
3.
Star, he needs you. He needs you, Star. He needs you. You need to help him. 2 points psychic damage. Come on, Star. D needs your help.
1.
No! Star, 3 points of psychic damage as the Gengar is just over there tormenting D. As he's just holding little puppet strings over top.
2.
Yeah, you get it.
Let's go.
Get that turn.
Let's healing wish just in case.
Okay.
For a 77.
77.
6. So 8 points of healing back. And then, yeah, let's finish this mofo.
Get him.
Super effective. 8 points of force and 1 point of psychic.
All right. D, your torment ends today as Star sends a most beautiful array of purple stars right in front of your eyes as you... Oh. And you see the Gengar that's like... Ah! As he gets cut down the middle. As his shadow folds over into the floor. And he just goes... No hard feelings, right? And then falls into the ground. Your second challenge is complete. D is, you're like, oh my god. Oh my god. Star just puts her paw on you. She's like, hey.
I just give her a hug.
It's gonna be okay. You're gonna be alright.
And then she heals up, right? From all that?
She heals up. Alright, Star. You're locked in.
Yep.
For your third and final. Star. Out in front of you slides a puddle of jam. And said puddle of jam forms into a pseudo-wudo. As it stands before you, branches aloft. Wood. Roll initiative.
This is some messed up shit that goes on in here.
Now you know why the tots were so mad when they came out of here, man.
13.
13.
How is this? How is this like up to par? Like how does someone bring this gym in and being like, yeah, this is up to code. This is fine.
Mm-hmm. Star, you're up first. Sudowoodo stands before you.
What does does D see this?
The Sudowoodo? You see the jam? Yeah, you're like, what the heck is this? You're like, wait, you're afraid of Sudowoodos? That's so weird. Yeah. I had no idea.
And yeah, D's gonna be like, just it's not real, Star. Yeah. Get out of it.
You can see her kind of like backing up already. Like no.
Yeah, and D's just gonna yell at her to get in there and just basically just yell at her that it's not real.
Okay. Star, do with that information what you will. You're still under the effects of Smite for 5 more rounds.
Yeah.
Because your battle has not ended.
Yeah, and she's just going to kind of like close her eyes because I mean, she doesn't really need to see to hit. And she's just going to kind of let the Swift kind of just take and do its thing.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
7 points of force and 2 points of psychic.
So that's 16, so 32 on round one.
Oh my
Star,
God.
As you close your eyes and you're like, he's already gone. And you send this star out. D, you just see a very mundane looking Sudowoodo who suddenly gets very wide-eyed as a star carves through it and is completely obliterated against the back wall of the gym. And then puddles itself back together as a human with a bulletproof vest on with an anchor emblem on the chest. He's holding a gun and a flashlight out towards Star. As it pretends to pull the trigger, Star dodges and recoils and takes one whole point of psychic damage. D, once again, you're like, who is this guy? Why is he here? And Star's like, oh, nuh-uh.
Yeah.
More than afraid right now. Star's pissed.
Yeah.
You've never seen her like this. Her hair's all bristled up. Everything's just super tense. She's digging her paws into the floor. And you can see, for the first time, as her tail brushes up, a little stick pointing out of her tail fur.
Yeah, D screams out to Star to finish it.
Kill this man!
6 points of force, 2 points of psychic.
Ooh. Ooh. 6 and 2 is 8. 16 plus 32. 48. Alright, Star. As you dig your paws in, this guy took everything from you. At least in your head.
Mm-hmm.
As you throw another Swift Star out, it carves and looks super menacing. It turns into like a crescent moon shape. As D, you're like, dang girl, that's vicious. What did this guy do to you? As you see the sickle moon carves up, cuts the guy's arm, slides down and slices his leg and brings him low. As she walks up and just bashes the gun out of his hand. She's a little brutal right now.
Yeah.
You take 1 point of psychic damage, Star. Just 1.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Quick attack, action or bonus action?
Action.
Okay, just wanted to double check. Alright. Yeah, and on top of this, is it still like the person, like the privateer guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's just gonna, she'll fluff up like her fur, and she'll have like the Swift Stars come up and then just barrage down into where his head would be.
Yeah.
6 points of psychic and 5 points of force. But her psychic thing's gone.
All right. As she channels everything that's left, a whole array of stars, a full constellation, if you will, of varying colors, all slam into this guy. Whoever this guy is, whatever he did to Star, it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
As she plasters him across the floor, he peels himself up once more as two privateers, but it's not as good of an illusion because he's stretching so thin. The ditto's just like a little face on the ground, and there's two faceless goons kind of lurching forward. Star, you take 1 point because you smacked him.
Reaction. Let's absorb it again.
Get it.
And yeah, she'll send out four, two and two, just straight to the center chest.
Yeah.
For 2 points of psychic, 1 point of force.
It's a nice even five. All right, Star. As you carve down these guys once more, the busted and broken visage of Sudowoodo on the ground, his faint smile still sitting there. 1 point of psychic damage.
Okay. Star would know. Her smite peter out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She stops glowing as ominously as she has, and her stars kind of return to a normal pearlescent white.
Angry crying at that. She'll try to bring up the smite once more.
Okay.
And her thought process would be to make this a painless death, per se. 68.
Oh.
Almost.
As but soon as the thought crosses her mind, she's like, ah.
But for 6 points of psychic, 1 point of force.
All right, Star. As you finally put to rest the memory of your traveling companion and your buddy, you send out one final swift star and turn away. As you look back towards D, you see the star thwack blunt side first into the face of the Sudowoodo as jam spreads across the floor. And then there's just a little puddle of it with a smiley face. As it sludges away, D, the lights kick on. This black room with purple and black triangle tessellations all fades away. It's just you and a tall lady with lots of silver hair that cover most of her face. She holds out a box to you.
Yeah, D, like, super chipper person, easiest going person in the world, actually just takes it and doesn't even say a word.
Okay. Nor does the lady, as you take this small black box into your hands.
What, is someone going to jump out? Am I going to get sucked into this damn thing?
She just sits there, swaying back and forth.
Is there a way to open it?
Mm-hmm. It's like a ring box.
Yeah.
But just, a little bit bigger.
D's over this, like, he is just far done. He's just gonna open it, like, whatever, it's gonna probably stab me in the face, but it is what it is.
D, inside, there's two things.
Okay.
A crisp, clean, fresh $100 bill. And a small, black, pearlescent orb. Congratulations on earning the Aether Badge. As you turn back up to look at that lady in front of you, she's gone and you're standing inside a hollowed out tree. With no bells and whistles. No, nothing. It's just you. Haka looks terrified, but ready to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Mute looks like he's been through the ringer, and Star's just bawling.
Yeah, D just collapses with everybody.
That's fair. You have a big, cathartic, complete meltdown with your team.
Yeah, 100%.
As Star curls up into a small ball and pulls the little stick out of her tail. Looks kind of like a pipe. And she just curls up around it and cries.
Take it.
All right. D, congratulations on surviving New Tree City Gym and earning the Aether Badge. The Aether Badge does things for you, now that you have it.
What? All right, hold on. Let me me, Okay.
Alright. D, you, and all of your Pokemon now have additional resistance to fear effects. You have a +3 to any roll made to resist fear. For everybody. Even Pokemon you don't have with you right now. So Biohazard still gets it.
Cool.
+3 to any roll to resist fear. If you would fail, the fear effect only lasts half as long as it would. So if you're scared till the start of your next turn, and you wouldn't be able to do something, you can instead move or act. So you get one thing you can do.
Okay.
So if it's like, you can't move closer to me, it's like, no, I can, I just wouldn't be able to hit you. Or if you can hit them from where you are, you can do that.
Okay.
If it would last a minute, it lasts 30 seconds, and so on and so forth, compounding from there. And if you resist fear effects, you're good. You're like, yeah, baby. We're not afeared.
Do you have a quick question?
Yeah.
Because D would have looked for this, knowing that all the other gym leaders had it. Did that girl have a arrow tattoo?
It's subtle, but yeah. It's on the arm that handed you the box. Just a little.
Okay.
They don't seem to be making any effort to hide it, but it's heavily obscured by a big black gown.
Okay.
But then she's gone. As you look up, you're like, bro, what? You're in like a 3x3 hollowed out tree with a door on it. But I'll stop the recording and I'll say, thank you for watching. I'm sorry also. But it had to be done.
At immense emotional cost to himself and his team, D walks away with the Aether Badge. If you enjoyed D's gym challenge, leave a like on the video and show him your support. If you'd like to keep up with the Tots in the future, subscribe to the channel. If you'd like to help the channel in other ways, you can follow the links in this video's description box to the Patreon. From there, you can join the discussion in our Discord servers, check out the post-show, still rolling, and get access to some extra special content before it goes live. There's also a link if you'd like to check out some Boarding Party merch, and let us know in the comments below how you think the Tots will handle another bout of gym challenges. Thanks for watching Boarding Party. We'll catch you next week.